Welcome to Strategy Saturday. I'm Charles Crillo, and today we're going to be discussing location, 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 finding the ideal multifamily property. I've done several episodes on choosing the right markets, most notably SS1 and SS2. In this episode, I want to discuss finding the right location and neighborhood within that market. Now, before we begin looking into the specifics for identifying a good neighborhood, I want to review the four main things we look for in an overall market. Number one is landlord-friendly state, county, and city. And why we look for all three is because rules and regulations around landlords, tenants, and rentals can differ from the city level, county level, and state level. So you want to make sure that all three of those are landlord-friendly. Two is population growth, three is diversified job growth, and four is a decrease in crime. We review these stats over the past 20 years to understand where the market has been and what its trajectory is into the future. Now, as we dig into the submarket, we want to ensure it is growing with a thriving job market and local economy. Now, you can check the same stats you did for the overall market, the population growth, diversified job growth, and a decrease in crime over the past 20 years. But as we get more local, we want to really make sure that the job market is diverse with many industries and employers near where you're going to be buying properties. Now, as we drill down more, we want to map out the different school districts. Where are the best schools in the city? There are several free websites you can use that provide this information, and then review the crime map of the city and income map of the city. Now, these maps are usually color-coded and easy to read, and you can cross-reference the school districts, crime, and income maps to identify where to invest. So why is this information important? Well, number one is that good school districts are key to keeping tenants for many years. The crime map is important because it is difficult to rent and keep good tenants in high crime areas. Usually, these tenants will leave right when they can afford to live in a better area. And income is important because we want to ensure people living in the area can afford the rent at our property. We want to see that the median income is at least three times the projected rent within a one-mile radius of the target neighborhoods we're looking at. Next, we want to verify that homes are not comparable in price to the apartments we will purchase in the area. So if you can purchase a home for $100,000 or $150,000 and the apartments you're looking at are $80,000 to $100,000 per unit, it'll be difficult to find renters since the barrier to purchasing is very low. Compare this to purchasing apartments for $80,000 or $100,000 per unit, where the median home price of the area or city is $250,000. It'll be a huge jump for your renters to go from renters to property owners, ensuring a solid tenant base. Now, as we drill down further, we want to see in the neighborhood a few different things. First off is that you want to see the property types you will want to purchase. If you want to purchase 50-unit apartment complexes, there are none, you need to change the section of the city you're looking in or the city market altogether. If, on the other hand, you want to purchase a 5 to 10-unit apartment complex and there are dozens of them in the neighborhoods you are targeting, this will reinforce that you are on the right track. Now, I want to purchase properties near retail areas and national retailers, but not on busy roads. National retailers perform in-depth market research before establishing locations and primarily invest in growing areas. Going further, I want my multifamily properties surrounded by other residential properties, preferably single-family and small multifamily properties. Is there any development happening in the areas? Are properties being renovated? Have properties been renovated recently? Is there money being invested in the area? Are the properties being maintained? And if most are, this is a great sign. And for others, these are the properties you should reach out to and see if the owners want to sell. So all this research can be done in less than an hour online. However, when you're serious about investing in the city and specific neighborhoods within that city, the next step is to actually drive them. Afterward, you'll know exactly where you want to invest, where you want to avoid, but it will make it much easier and it'll make you more confident when you're working with real estate brokers and when you're putting in offers. And real estate brokers are more willing to take you seriously and work with you and send you deals if they know that you're serious about buying properties. So I hope you enjoyed. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, submit comments on potential show topics at globalinvestorspodcast.com. If you're interested in actively investing in real estate, please check out our courses and mentoring programs at syndicationsuperstars.com. That is syndicationsuperstars.com. Look forward to two more episodes next week. See you then. Have you always wanted to invest in real estate but didn't have the time, didn't know where to find the deals? couldn't get the funding, and didn't want tenants calling you? Since 2006, I've been buying income-producing properties in great locations that provide us with consistent passive income while we wait for appreciation in the future and take advantage of tax laws while we're waiting. And unlike your financial advisor, we invest alongside our investors in every property we purchase. Check out investwithharborside.com. If you like the idea of investing in real estate, if you like the idea of passive income, partner with us at investwithharborside.com. That's investwithharborside.com.
Nothing in this episode should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Any investment opportunities mentioned on this podcast are limited to accredited investors. Any investments will only be made with proper disclosure, subscription documentation, and are subject to all applicable laws. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of Syndication Superstars, LLC, exclusively.